just like breathing in. The melody that you hear and you can't forget. Time goes by and I still need you. Yeah, you're worth a heartbreak and a regret. But I don't know how not to think about you when it's late at night and quiet. And I know that I ought to be the one who is strong and just moves on. But I probably turned out your road, knock, knock on your door, fall back in your arms, wake up in the morning, hating myself in the way that I can't help the way I still want you. I just don't know how not to, how not to, how not to. I just don't know how not to, how not to, how not to. I don't know how not to think about you when it's late at night and quiet. I know that I ought to be the one who's strong.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pushing back against criticism by some U.S. officials calling for his ouster and for an end to the Gaza war, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on aid.
The main problem that we see is the distribution of this aid once it gets into Gaza and the fact that it is being looted by Hamas and by others.
Captured after a gun battle in Albuquerque, police say Jeremy Smith, the man suspected in shooting deaths of a woman in South Carolina and a New Mexico state trooper. Ukraine unleashing widespread drone attacks in Russia as Russians go to the polls on Election Day. Dozens of drones were shot down, says the Russian military. The Biden administration monitoring progress of the bill that passed the House that would ban TikTok unless its Chinese owners sell the company. White House National Security Official John Kirby.
We don't want to see it banned. We do want to see ByteDance no longer in control of that application.
This is ABC News. The White House is urging the Senate to pass a bill that would force the sale of TikTok or be banned. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Turner, Ohio Republican.
This is actually a piece of legislation that requires that the Chinese ownership of TikTok be divested so that we would sever that relationship between Chinese ownership, the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party that is of such troubling concern.
Voting against the bill, Congressman Ro Khanna, California Democrat.
It took 3 days to pass a sale and then, if not, ban on TikTok. And we haven't passed data privacy. We haven't passed laws to ban foreign interference. The app where there actually was foreign interference in my district or near my district was Facebook.
Both on ABC's This Week. As March Madness gets underway, more people than ever now can legally bet on sports. North Carolina became the latest state to allow online sports betting last week. A total of 38 states and Washington, D.C. now allow sports betting. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricut phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today. We'll see a high near 33 degrees. Northwest winds gusting 15 to 20, maybe up to 30 miles per hour at times. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 17. On Monday, mostly sunny. We'll see a high near 36. Breezy and warmer for Tuesday with a high of 48. For Wednesday, sunshine, 37. And for Thursday, some light snow is possible. That's WRDN weather. Currently 26 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She's got every quality from A all the way to Z. It's easy to see she's the perfect girl. She's got every single thing that makes up my wildest dreams. Sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. In my prayer, until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally, 'cause she got it all.
She's got it all, Kenny Chesney, getting us started this hour. Happy St. Patrick's Day from all of us here at the station and the JD Show. It's great to have you guys listening on this gorgeous Sunday. Right now, music from George Strait. This is Run.
If there's a plane or a bus leaving Dallas,
I hope you're on it. If there's a train moving fast down the tracks, I hope you caught it. 'Cause I swear out there ain't where you ought to be. So catch a ride, catch a cab. Don't you know I miss you bad, but don't you walk to me. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies. Straight in a straight line, you can't get here fast enough. Buy the truck and fire it up. Lean on the gas and off the clutch. Leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush. So baby, run. If you ain't got a suitcase, get a box. An old brown paper sack. Pack it light or pack it heavy. Take a truck, take a Chevy. Baby, just come back. There's a shortcut to the highway out of town. Why don't you take it? Don't let that speed limit slow you down. Go on and break it. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies. Straight in a straight line, you can't get here fast enough. Find a truck and fire it up. Lean on the gas and off the clutch. Leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush. So baby, run. Baby, run. Baby, run. Baby,
reeling in the hits all day long. Real Country, 1430.
Truth comes out a little out of time.
visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
That blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back then. Walk it off. I could use some back then right now. 98 Chevy with the tailgate down. FM only with the gold of loud. Burning up the night. Then I said, wow. I could use a little more wide open. Back when all I wanted was the hand I was holding. Living in the moment with the good time crowd.
You're using your kid's birth date when you're playing the lottery. An Illinois woman did just that and scored a $1.4 million jackpot using her child's birthday numbers. Now, she has given herself the nickname Lucky Mom, and she actually hides her face in the photo with that big old check that they are handing her. But she says, what are they doing now? Well, they're going to go on a little vacation and pay off all their debt. But Lucky Mom, yeah. She has a birth of her child, and that day ends up winning her $1.4 million. Give it a shot. Let me know if you guys are lucky with it.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Keep your tires looking like new with superior coverall tire shine at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people can help you choose the right detailing supplies for your vehicle. And right now, get two bottles of superior coverall tire shine for just $18. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
My new exercise bike. Yeah, more like my $1,500 coat rack.
At Babbel, we get it. Learning something new is hard, especially a new language.
My Spanish starts and ends at adios.
Make it easy on yourself with Babbel. In just 10 minutes a day, you can start having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
Hola, Español.
It starts here. To try Babbel free, text radio to 64,000. Text radio to 64,000.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It don't matter what plans I got, I can break them. Yeah, I can turn this thing around at the next red light. And I don't mind telling all the guys I can't meet them. Hell, we can all go raise some hell on any other night. Girl, I don't care, oh, I just gotta see what you're wearing. Your hair, is it pulled up or falling down? I just have to see it now. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. Ain't a spot downtown that's rocking the way that you rock me. Ain't a bar that can make me buzz the way that you do. I could be on the front row of the best show and look down and see your face on my phone. And I'm gone so long, hang on, I'll meet you in a minute or two. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party. If it's 2 in the morning and you're feeling lonely and wondering what I'm doing,
keep the doors unlocked. I'll leave on the lights, baby. You can crash my party anytime.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, I'm running down. I got seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna storm me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Light it up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. So come on, baby, don't say maybe. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. Take it easy. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels make you crazy. Come on,
start your engine!
Bubba Wallace went up to make a slow, steady spin. He gets Joey Logano collected.
Prevalent turn number one up against the outside wall, but gathering it in is Kyle Busch.
Now Tyler Reddick does it. 360, so does Briscoe.
Today on the Performance Racing Network, it's the Food City 500 from Bristol Motor Speedway. Now, here are Doug Rice and Mark Garrell.
Happy St. Patrick's Day and greetings from Bristol Motor Speedway as we are on the precipice of the Food City 500 here in Thunder Valley. I'm Doug Rice, joined in the booth as always by Mark Garrow. And Mark, you can't help but have your blood pump a little bit quicker when we come to this magic place.
It is the start of the short track season on the Cup Series. It opens up here at Bristol Motor Speedway. And since it's St. Patrick's Day, you got to be good, but you need a little luck of the Irish if you get to Victory Lane.
And they are celebrating in a big way here at Bristol. There is a stream called Beaver Creek that runs around the perimeter of the property. It runs green today here on St. Patty's Day.
The Food City 500 is presented by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. eBay Motors. Burn rubber, not cash, by shopping on eBay Motors. ebaymotors.com. Brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Liberty University. Enter to win one of several scholarships at liberty.edu/24. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Xfinity, proud premier partner of NASCAR. Sunoco, from NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. By Geico. Geico's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to Geico. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. WeatherGuard Truck and Van Storage, the only brand as driven as the hard-working professionals they serve. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. And brought to you by Rheem. Rheem keeps you comfortable with world-class, high-efficiency heating, cooling, and water heating solutions. Visit Rheem.com to learn more.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, C-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want C-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at C-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with C-Max.
If you want more unfiltered NASCAR analysis and content, be sure to check out PRN's YouTube channel. A lot of great information on there from people like Kyle Petty, Jeff Hammond, Brad Gilley, Alexis Erickson, myself, and a lot of other folks peeling back the layers of the onion so you can get some great NASCAR content. Check it out on YouTube at GoPRN Live and do so today. From Bristol Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
I'm Richard Petty. As we honor Doug Rice this season, here's another great moment from more than 35 years on PRN.
Joey Logano glides into turn three, and Joey Logano will be the first driver in a half century to win on dirt in NASCAR's Cup Series as he takes the checkered flag and wins the Food City Dirt Race at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Hey, Doug, you've been aggravating a lot of people for a lot of time, and have a happy retirement.
Thanks a lot to the king there, Joey Logano, winning the first ever dirt race for NASCAR here at Bristol Motor Speedway 3 years ago. And the dirt experiment is over. We're back to concrete, Mark Garrow. I felt like a quick synopsis of the dirt, that each year the competition got better and better as we moved on with it.
The track got better and better. Steve Swift and his folks kept working at it, and last year they hit it right on the money.
And speaking of the track, I feel like today, and a lot of other folks do, highly unpredictable we saw one of the more curious qualifying sessions yesterday, anytime, anywhere, as the drivers said the track almost changed by the minute.
Practice for Group A was fine. All of a sudden, practice Group B and then the time trials for the pole position, everything went haywire. They didn't know what to do. I talked to a number of crew chiefs, Doug, this morning, including Denny Hamlin's, Chris Gabehart. He felt better about the track after he watched the truck race because they were running the high side of the racetrack. However, Booty Barker, the crew chief for Bubba Wallace, told me, Mark, he goes, I don't have a clue. He said, we have this big stack of information that we go into each race, plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. He said, I might as well throw it away because we don't know what we have. He said, as far as any potential issues today, I'm going to go until the first guy has tire trouble, hope it's not us, and then go from there.
Just a moment ago, you heard the clip where Joey Logano won the dirt race here at Bristol. Joey Logano has not been doing much winning lately, Mark Yarrow. The last time he won was the spring race at Atlanta last year. It's been over a full season now since Logano's pulled into victory lane, and he's off to a terrible start this year.
Yes, Doug, 35 races now in between trips to victory lane for Logano. Four races this year, two DNFs, three finishes, 28th or worse. He's already 30th in the points. Now, you might say, okay, Bristol could help him out. He won the dirt race, as you talked about. He's also won on the concrete here in 2014 and 2015. But, Doug, nothing's really trending his way. Not only did he not win now for almost a full season, as you talked about, but he got knocked out. First round of the playoff. Where did he get knocked out? Right here at Bristol. Last two races at Bristol, nothing but trouble. A DNF in a 27th place finish in 2022. A year ago, as I mentioned, he got knocked out of the playoff, again crashing out and finishing 34th.
We'll see how Logano plays here today. And NASCAR fans seem to enjoy parity. We've had plenty this year.
Absolutely, Doug. Four different winners, four different drivers have been on top of the point standings. Eight stages, seven different winners. And right now, Doug, as you come into this race, is there a possibility we have five different winners after five races? Absolutely. There's five drivers in the field today who've won here at Bristol, but not so far in 2024. We mentioned Joey Logano a minute ago. He's one of those, along with Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, Chris Buescher, and Denny Hamlin, who was victorious here last fall. As far as the points, Ryan Blaney's on top, but he's only 10 points up on Kyle Larson. The top eight only separated by 22 points, and that's nothing here at Bristol Motor Speedway to lose.
You can win or lose all of that back right here today on this half-mile concrete torture test. Coming up, we will hear from Steve Smith, the CEO of Food City, and we'll also check in on Ream race day weather.
It's time now for the O'Reilly Auto Parts Media Buzz, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Jordan, last week, Christopher Bell won his seventh career cup race. Do you think that the fans may be missing how talented Bell is?
I do, because, one, he's racing against Kyle Larson and William Byron and all these other great drivers, and you know, that win a lot. And I think that's what's missing from Bell's resume. You know, he's got the clutch playoff, whether it's at Roval or Martinsville, even the Martinsville win, though. Well, we talk about that race. We don't talk about Bell's clutch win to lock himself in the championship four. We talk about Ross Chastain. So he's had these moments that tend to get overshadowed a little bit, and that's understandable. So that's why if he can have this year where he goes out and is the guy to beat on any given week, people are going to be talking about him, and people are going to understand just how talented he is.
With Dustin Albino of JSki.com, Dustin, how happy is the garage that Bristol has dumped the dirt this spring?
I would say they're pretty happy. Even drivers who notoriously are known for dirt, like Kyle Larson, he hated the Bristol dirt race. So, and Christopher Bell, I know he won it last year, and I thought the racing got a lot better. I thought last year's race was actually pretty good. Yeah, I would say the garage is really happy to get the dirt away. I think that there is something to say about having a dirt track on the Cup schedule because of the diversity and how many different challenges these drivers and teams have and how diverse they have to be.
The O'Reilly Media Buzz, presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts and they'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by today or learn more at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Bundling and saving with Geico is an easy choice, so you're free to ponder life's big questions, like, what's the best animal in the world if not humans? I'd strongly consider ducks to be somewhere up there on the list. Think about it. Ducks can swim, ducks can fly, and ducks can walk on land. They have access to all terrains. They are the ultimate animal. And they wiggle their butts when they walk, which is funny. Yeah, ducks are awesome. End of story. Bundling and saving with Geico. It's an easy choice.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Curious about what drivers talk about during the race? Well, I've got a great idea. Purchase a scanner and listen to uncensored audio from every team in the race. Stop by and see them in the vendor area. That's racingelectronics.com, or learn more at racingelectronics.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Food City holds one of the longest sponsorships in all of NASCAR with their longstanding support of Bristol Motor Speedway. And we're joined by the CEO and president, Steve Smith, who is thrilled to be back on the concrete for the Food City 500.
I would agree. You know, we've been sponsoring the race here for more than 30 years. And, you know, we first started in 1992, and that was the year that Alan Kowicki won in Bristol. The Food City 500 went on to win the championship that year. Remember Dale Earnhardt and Victory Lane a couple years later. Jeff Gordon got hot and won three races in a row. Rusty comes around and wins his 50th race here at Bristol. And I remember the Busch boys, you know, first Kurt, then Kyle. They dominated here in Bristol for a period of time. So it's had an interesting history, but always great racing.
Great racing and a great partnership. And as Bristol Motor Speedway has grown over the years, so has Food City, and they continue to expand.
You know, this year we've actually got 9 stores we're going to open, 5 new ones and 4 replacement stores. The 5 new ones are 3 in Alabama, Gadsden, Alabama, Fort Payne, Alabama, and moving into the Huntsville, Alabama market as well. 2 in Tennessee, 1 in Kimball, Tennessee, and the other one in downtown Chattanooga, which is an exciting new concept for us. 4 replacement stores that we've got, Clintwood in Pulaski, Virginia, in Cleveland and Ocoee, Tennessee. Our company keeps growing. We've got great people, almost 19,000 teammates, and we're so proud of them.
PRN would like to thank Food City for their support of Bristol Motor Speedway.
Food City's been at this a long time. I want to personally thank Food City, Mark. They deferred having one of their executives wave the green flag today and have extended that honor to me. So I'll be waving the green flag to start the Food City 500 a little bit later on today.
So all you have left now, you've done the command, you're going to wave the green flag. Now you got to figure out how to let you throw the checkered flag, and you can get it from start to end.
Hey, that would be nice. That'd be start a nice to way to wrap it. I was offered a chance to drive the pace car at Texas Motor Speedway. I politely declined. I don't want to be known as the radio guy that parked the pace car up in turn 2. So we'll just let that go aside. But Mark, as you pointed out earlier, this starts a little sojourn here into the world of short track racing for NASCAR Cup Series.
Absolutely does. After this race at Bristol, of course, shortly we have races coming up at Richmond and Martinsville. Doug, last year on the short tracks, in those 6 races, we had 5 different winners. Kyle Larson 21 at Richmond, Christopher Bell on the dirt here at Bristol, Larson again at Martinsville, Busher, Chris Busher at Richmond, Denny Hamlin right here at Bristol, and then Ryan Blaney won there in Martinsville there at the very end of the season. So five different winners in six races. Interestingly enough, two victories for each of our car makes, two for Chevy, two for Toyota, and two for Ford. As far as the drivers who scored the most points on the short tracks a year ago, the top five, Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, Kyle Larson, Chase Briscoe, and Martin Truex Jr.
I could see any one of those five drivers that you just mentioned winding up here in victory lane today. Would not be a surprise. By the way, the last person to win on the Bristol Concrete was Denny Hamlin. That was the infamous, "I beat your favorite driver," all of them comment. That's the original time that he said that. And Mark, he could easily back it up and go back-to-back here.
No question about it. His crew chief, Chris Gabehart, this morning, they're confident they've got a good car. They're just going to kind of play a wait-and-see game. I think we'll see a very conservative opening to the race as these guys kind of feel out the racetrack after what we had yesterday during practice and qualifying. And once they have that part of it figured out, the adjustments made by the crew chiefs, then it's Katie bar the door. They're going to go for it in a hard way here this afternoon.
So wherever you are today, certainly hope you're enjoying the St. Patrick's holiday on this Sunday, whether that means you're consuming green cupcakes or green beer. Have it yourself a big time. Stay tuned for us as we race on the day that recognizes the patron saint of Ireland. Time now for our beautiful Ream race day weather.
It's Bristol, baby, and that means wild weather typically for the spring race here at Bristol Motor Speedway. We've had everything from snow, we've even had severe weather. Sometimes it's warm, and a lot of times it's cold. This year, a little bit of a nip in the air, but we timed it out perfectly. A cold front came through this morning, clearing the deck for gorgeous weather this afternoon. So your forecast is looking beautiful. Mostly sunny skies, just a few clouds here and there. We will see temperatures climbing from the 50s up to a high of about 60 degrees. Now that front moving through did kick up the wind a bit. So we have a west wind, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Could see some gusts close to 30, but that's the worst thing we're going to see this year at Bristol for the spring race. For the Performance Racing Network, I'm meteorologist Brad Panovich.
Race day weather presented by Ream. No matter what the weather on the track, Ream can keep you comfortable with world-class, high-efficiency heating, cooling, and water heating solutions for home or business. Visit Ream.com to learn more and find a contractor near you. Ream, proud sponsor of Christopher Bell in the number 20 Toyota.
We have 36 drivers getting ready to take the green flag in the Food City 500 when we return. Some of our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters are going to be talking to some of those guys. We're going to come right back to Bristol Motor Speedway. More pre-race for the Food City 500 coming up in just a moment.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super-secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Again, we'll talk to some of the drivers getting set to go here in the Food City 500 when we return to Bristol Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
We're at Bristol Motor Speedway, about 40 minutes away from starting the Food City 500 here, race number 5 in the NASCAR 2024 schedule. We have a trio of O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. The first up today is our Brad Gilley.
Once again, Bubba Wallace with a nice top 10 starting spot. He's going to roll off ninth here at Bristol. And Bubba, the one theme that we heard from all of you yesterday after qualifying was every time you went out onto the track, it was different. So what do you know about today?
Yeah, you know, I was actually okay with our practice run. The tires fell off pretty hard, really fast for us. But then it kind of stabilized. So, like I said, really happy with our Leidos Toyota Camry. It's got decent speed. I wish I could say I tried to get too much in the second round there in qualifying, but I didn't, and I still got bit. So it's just all about discipline today. Making sure we keep all four tires underneath us, make it last, and see where the trend goes. Because I know they reapplied some of the resin this morning, but we'll see how long it lasts and see if the groove moves up.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, Bubba Wallace will start ninth in his Toyota Camry XSE. Wendy Venturini.
And I am with Bill Goldberg down here, wrestler, football player, and of course now he's shaking hands with the king, Richard Petty. Bill Goldberg, a big NASCAR fan here today. Tell us about the excitement that you have coming. You've been coming to Bristol Motor Speedway, you told the story about bringing your son here since he was little, and now he's all grown up. You're just a huge NASCAR fan.
I'm a huge NASCAR fan, and every time I come to one of these events, it's like coming home. It's like being around family. I was neighbors with Chase for years, drove in his dad's Cobra with him when he was 4 years old. I mean, I'm dating myself, but I mean, and the King, and I mean, there's so many of my friends here. Joey, who I just about knocked off the stage. It's just like coming back home. I don't have enough time when I'm here to do the things that I really want to do, which is hug every one of these guys. And crap. What are we doing? What do I got to do? I'm good.
What's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to? You're headed out there. You have a lot of responsibility on a microphone in a second.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to be like you, right, and try to entertain. But, yeah, I'm just going to try to calm myself down from the rabid fan that I am and try to do a good job at introducing the drivers today. Hopefully I don't mess anybody's name up. Chase thinks I'm going to pick him up again, and I might. But, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, like I say, it's just like coming home. I love these fans. It's the same fans as wrestling fans. I love being here and to be able to bring my son back. Last time he was here, he was 12. Now he's going to Colorado to play football with Dion.
That's awesome.
So it's just the coolest thing ever.
All right, don't slam any of the drivers while you're out there, buddy.
No drivers will be slammed, but I cannot say that about anybody else.
All right. That is Bill Goldberg having fun out here for Bristol Motor Speedway.
All right, here with Michael McDowell, who's got himself a great starting spot, top 10 starting spot, coming off your best ever finish at Bristol last fall. So how much confidence does that give you guys coming in this time?
Well, we have a lot of confidence just in general with our whole program at Front Row right now. We've had a lot of speed this year, and like you said, good runs here last year, but the track's quite a bit different as we saw yesterday. So a lot of unknowns going into the Bristol race tonight or this afternoon, I feel like we've done everything we could to bring, you know, a really fast Lovis Chow Stop Mustang again, qualify decent, and we'll try to keep it up front all night.
Right, Michael starting in the seventh spot today. Let's go to Brad Gilley.
Well, Josh Berry had two great laps yesterday. In fact, so good that a lot of people were wondering if they could even beat him. Only one did. Josh starts on the outside pole. You only need 500 more of those now, Josh. That sounds easy, right?
Yeah, no, it's going to be a challenge for sure. But overall, I mean, yesterday was really solid. Our practice was really unusual. I think for everybody, the track was changing a lot. Tires were changing a lot. So we were trying to take in as much information as we could. But, man, Rodney and the whole group did a really good job getting us kind of going back to the basics there, throwing some tires on and getting ready to qualify. It was a challenge for sure. But just a really solid lap. I was tickled to death to make the second round and have a good starting spot. And then, heck, we missed the pole by just a smidge. So, all in all, just a lot of fun yesterday. But like you said, it's a long race, and we just got to keep ourselves in it. No mistakes. Just take what the car gives us and track. Track's going to change a lot, and just try to do everything we can to stay up front, see where we end up.
All right, have fun.
Thank you, man.
All right, there's your outside pole sitter, Josh Berry, Brett McMillan.
Denny Hamlin's having a conversation with Kyle Busch and a couple other guys about tires. What have you guys decided about tire management today?
We're all trying to figure it out, honestly. We don't think that today will be much different than yesterday, and yesterday was chaos. So, I don't know. It's really tough to say.
All right, you were the winner here last time in the fall. How much confidence does that give you and your team for tonight?
I think we should be pretty good. I certainly think that we're going to be a step in the right direction for kind of, you know, what we really need. And I think yesterday gave us the indication in practice that we'll be pretty good at.
All right, Denny Hamlin starts third today.
All right, thanks a lot, Brett McMillan, and that time with Denny Hamlin, presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Let's go back downstairs to Wendy Venturini.
I am with our pole sitter, Ryan Blaney. Ryan, a tough track to handle yesterday, a lot of unknowns thrown at you guys. What are you expecting once we get into this race condition and how that resin may affect you?
Yeah, I think there's still a lot of unknowns for today. You know, we sat around last night kind of trying to contemplate, figure out what we need to do to be better, and it was really hard to figure out what direction you need to go, you know, and where the track's going to be at. It's just a big guessing game. So good news is we're starting up towards the front, so that part's nice, you know, and being kind of out ahead of all the stuff in the beginning, and then you can kind of really understand what you might need in your car for later in the race. So the first run, I think a lot of people will be scratching their heads figuring out what to do, and I think the people who figure it out the quickest, you know, and through the night are going to be the best ones. So you're going to see a lot of comers and goers tonight, which is good, and you just hope you're going forward at the end.
All right, have fun out there. That's Ryan Blaney, our pole sitter for tonight. Brad Gilley.
Ross Chastain was the fourth fastest in overall speed in practice yesterday, the fastest over multi-lap runs, and I'm going to say this, it'll be about the only time. Unfortunately, you get to go first, and that means you get to go first in driver intros because little slip up in qualifying. What happened?
Yeah, about busting my butt, Brad. I did. I took two laps to just slide around Bristol like we were still on dirt. Overcommitted, in my opinion. My mental, my lift point and turn in point and aggression level was to run about a half second too fast, and the track was definitely slower. The tire cycles from Group B practice had the track slow, and I slid, and that showed. This cup field's so good that we qualified last. So I don't know that I've ever actually been the slowest person to qualify with no wrecks